iTunes International. Virus free.
Around the world and down your street.
From down under in Australia, Bondi Tunes Plus. And here is Henry O'Donovan.
Oh, what an intro. Thank you, Enda Caldwell. No one's ever called me Henry O'Donovan on the air before. I don't actually use my surname. But Enda does, clearly. Thank you, Enda. Music from the 40s to the 90s. I am Henry O'Donovan on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. Let's start with the 90s and Blind Melon. Yeah, from the grungy 90s, that's Blind Melon and No Rain. Big hit in the 1990s. This is Bondi Tunes Plus, and I'm going to play a song called A Great Gig in the Sky. And it's from, of course, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. The thing about Pink Floyd is that commercial radio, FM radio, had a real problem with their songs because they all ran into each other. So it was very difficult for the DJs, except for Another Brick in the Wall. I think they released that as a single by itself. But with Dark Side of the Moon, if you may remember, all the songs ran into each other. Anyway, we've got The Great Gig in the Sky, and we've managed to cut off the end before it goes to another song, because otherwise you'd be listening to Dark Side of the Moon all day. Thank you.
should I be frightened of dying? There's no reason for it. You've got to know some kind.
I can imagine in 1973 a lot of very young people being very stoned listening to The Great Gig in the Sky, and of course the whole album Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd. Claire Torrey, listen to that voice. And of course she didn't actually sing any words. It was like wordless vocals. She went on to do some good things, but I mean, with a voice like that, why would she not? She covered the Dolly Parton single Love Is Like a Butterfly for the opening titles of the BBC TV series Butterflies, which you may remember, and that ran from four seasons between 1978 and 1983. If you have just joined us, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International. This is a plus show playing music from the 40s to the 90s. Caroline's my producer. Caroline, how about we play something from the 50s?
Sure, why not?
Okay, here's Connie Francis.
Sorry now, who's sorry now, whose heart is aching for breaking, crying too, just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend.
Connie Francis on Bond iTunes Plus, and who's sorry now? Right, now, look, we're playing music from the 40s to the 90s, and we're going to the 80s for the first time in this broadcast. Interesting, Christa Burr, who's an Irish singer, I'm sure you're familiar with him. He had many hits. Do you remember Spanish Train, the album, and all the songs on that? I met him, actually, in Dunleary, which is a satellite city south of Dublin, about 8 miles away, in my hometown, and he was in a shopping centre, and I said, "Are you Christa Burr?" And he said, "Yeah," and just walked away. That told me. Anyway, later on Radio Nova, where I worked, this song was a huge hit all over the world, even America, for Christa Burr, Lady in Red.
Seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair. I've been blind, Lady in Red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but I hardly. Seen you shine so bright, you were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in Red,
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Lady in Red from Krista Burb in 1987, I do believe. Huge hit, as I said, around the world. This is Bondi Tunes Plus, broadcasting, actually, around the world. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, where it's overcast and about 16 degrees. For that, for us, that's cold. Now, Glastonbury. It's not cold in Glastonbury, but will it be hot for the first Glastonbury Festival in 3 years? Interesting to see that Billie Eilish will start the show, and by the time we go to air, this may all have happened. But Paul McCartney, well, he's in the show too. So we're going back to the 60s and the beginning of the Beatles' career and their success, If I Fell, on Bondi Tunes Plus.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please, don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please, don't hurt my pride like her. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you,
isn't it interesting that back in the 1960s, songs were generally only about 2.5 minutes long. By the 70s, they became average 3.5 minutes. And now they're averaging 4.5 minutes. What's going on, Caroline?
That's right.
Anyway, Louis Armstrong, this is from 1967. Now, every man and his dog has sung this song, but Louis does it best. What a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Don't you love that? Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus, I really shouldn't sing. Bondi Tunes Plus plays music from the 40s to the 90s. I'm Henry in Sydney, Australia. Now, it's summer. It's winter here at 16 degrees. We're all complaining. I mean, I'm from Ireland. I understand, but I've been here so long that 16 degrees is actually cold for me. I should remember that I used to ride a bicycle to work on a radio station in Dublin in -3 degrees at 6 a.m. to do my news bulletins. And I'd have to go ee-ah-oo-oo with my mouth because I was so cold. My mouth was so cold. And in order to read the news, you have to be able to talk. So I had to do mouth exercises before I went on the air. Anyway, yes, it's winter here, but it's summer where you are if you're listening in Europe or North America. Time for an ABBA song.
Thank you.
Huge hit, like so many in the 1970s, for the band ABBA and Summer Night City. And how cool is it that they've just released an album this year or late last year, and they're doing all these very strange, I must say, virtual tours. You actually go to a cinema and watch them, but it's not them. They've done something. Don't ask me. I'm not a technical person, but they all look like they're in their 20s again. Bondi Tunes Plus plays music from the 40s to the 90s. The year was 1962. That's the year I was born. And that's the year Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons had this huge hit. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Cherry Baby from 1962. And I was talking about ABBA, and they're doing these virtual concerts, which they recorded, of course, last year. And apparently it took them months. I think Bjorn had to take his beard off because they got all these sticker things on his face. Someone reminded me that they are actually avatars. Thank you very much for that. Bondi Tunes Plus plays music from the 40s to the 90s. And I like to play this song from time to time because it really reminds me of when I first came to Australia in the summertime. You'd go to the country, you'd sit out on the porch, and the cicadas would start making an awful lot of noise. It'd be really hot. There'd be a thunderstorm and you would see lightning. And you just sit there drinking your beer and you don't give a damn. This is Ganga Jang. Sounds of then. This is Australia.
Crack over cane fields and Australia.
The block is awkward, it faces west, long diagonals and sloping too. And in the distance, through the heat haze, in convoys of silence, the cattle graze. A certain texture, that certain beat, brings forth the nighttime heat. Out on the patio we sit, and the humidity we breathe. We watch the lightning crackle between fields, laugh and think that this is Australia.
The end when they say, check it out. That would make a great television commercial for Australia. I don't know why the Australian Tours Board has not considered Ganga Jang and Sounds of Then, This Is Australia, at least use part of the song, because it does describe Australia perfectly, maybe too perfectly. But there's no mention of, you know, snakes or spiders or anything in that. Bondi Tunes Plus, it's 20 years since this band, a Russian band, called Tattoo, had a huge hit with this next song I'm going to play, Not Gonna Get Us. And of course, they were seen as notorious back in 2003, I think it was, or 2002. And they were notorious because they wore, you know, school uniforms and they kissed on stage. And I don't know if they're gay or not, who cares? But it's funny how time has changed everything, because no one would even notice now. Anyway, I love this song. The video's crazy. A bunch of schoolgirls go down on the MTV Awards. A bunch of schoolgirls on both aisles, like 40 of them, go running down and doing somersaults and all sorts of stuff. It was great. It was 2003. It was Tattoo. Not Gonna Get Us.
Get us.
Yeah, I called them a band, but they're not a band, they're a duo. And they are announcing, well, they have announced that they're coming back. I wonder what they'll do. Bondi Tunes Plus, if you've just joined us, where have you been? I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International, the Plus show playing music from the 40s to the 90s. Right, what do we do? What do we do? Oh, let's play Bazza, shall we? Like you made it, Bazza. Barry Manilow, of course, from the 1970s, and looks like we made it here on Bondi Tunes Plus. A word about our website, bondiTunes.com, BONDITunes.com, where you can see what we're about. We also have a 2-hour weekly chat show with correspondents literally all over the world, and we talk to people about current issues and all sorts. We interview singers, everything. And on bondiTunes.com, you can click a magic button and go to our podcast site and hear all our shows, which we store there forever. Right. A lot of people have actually sung this song, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. But it was really made a hit for the first time in 1966 for Jimmy Ruffin. It's interesting that Jimmy Ruffin, you know, was interviewed after that song was a hit around the world. And he said he wrote that song because of all the lonely people. Isn't that very sweet? Bondi Tunes Plus, back to the 90s we go. This is probably a little more negative. Metallica, Nothing Else Matters. Nah, nah.
From Australia, this is Bondi Tunes.
So close, no matter how far, couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trusting who you are, and nothing else matters. Never open myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. Hold these words I don't just say, and nothing else matters. Trust I seek and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view, and nothing else matters. Never care for what they do, never care for what they know, but I know
so close.
Very grungy, eh? Aye, I sound like a New Zealander. Metallica from 1992 and Nothing Else Matters. I hope their spirits have picked up since. I thought I would ask you to write to me, because why not? Pretend it's the 70s. You don't need a stamp, you don't need an envelope, you don't need a piece of paper, and you don't need a postbox. All you do need is an email address. And my email address is henry@bonditunes.com. henry@bonditunes.com. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you could do a request and we could actually pretend it's the 1970s. I've got to go now.
Can I go now?
Yes, Caroline. But we will be back next week and I'll leave you with this lovely song. My name's Henry. I live on Bondi Beach. See you next week.
Tell by your eyes that you've probably been crying forever. And the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a mirror. Talk about it, how you broke my heart. But if I stay here just a little bit longer, if I stay here, won't you listen to my heart? Oh, the colors of my heart, blue for the tears, black for the nights, feels the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a mirror. Just a little bit longer. If I stay here, won't you listen to my heart? Oh, my heart. You broke my heart.
sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.